So I think some of us are still recovering from last week with sleep issues. I know I've been getting up quite early in the morning due to jet lag lately.
Yeah, I saw you posting really early this morning. I was up too.
Yeah. But I think we had a great couple meetings last week. So thanks again for everybody who was able to join in. And I want to spend a little time at the beginning of the meeting talking about just seeing if anybody had any thoughts on what worked really well about last week, or anything that people thought we might be able to tweak a little bit for next time. So I'll just open it up if anybody wants to chime in at the moment. Looks like Ben just came on, by the way. Well, I guess I'll start. I think it was pretty good to have the format centered around these proposals. I think that gave us kind of good hooks to get things moving in these different directions. So it seemed pretty natural by the end of the meeting that we had people generally who had put proposals together and led those discussions, helping to continue to lead those discussions and kind of get the contributors to sign up near the end. Hello, Ben.
Hi, everyone. Sorry I'm a little late.
Hey.
No problem. So we're just talking about how last week went. And was there anything that people thought we could change a little bit that maybe didn't go so well? No. No response.
It's okay, well, one of these cases where you feel where I feel obliged to reply in some fashion, but I don't really have any
time
comments
afterwards. Just, you know, it just gelled very well together.
Yeah, I think so too. Go ahead.
Well, this is Thorny. I was one thing I could see that might be different next time, and I don't think it was a problem this time. I think this time with everybody, the first time everybody getting together, that whole format of having the presentations be the whole meeting pretty much was really appropriate. And I thought it worked really well and it was good to get everybody on the same page. But I could imagine the next meeting, if we're able to have another meeting like that, that's that long, it would probably be half that and half centered around a release. You know, we didn't really talk about a specific release this time, and I think that would be a different thing that we would do next time, I would bet.
Yeah.
But that's just an observation. I don't think there was any – I think in some ways having a meeting like the one we had when we have a face-to-face that's about the big issues and getting everybody to really – taking advantage of being together to get on the same page is really worthwhile. And I just thought it went well. I didn't see anything to change, frankly.
Yeah. Looks like we just got, is that Chris Beer dialed in? C.A. Beer. Well, you might be on mute, but hello. So I got the notes written up from the week, and it was actually partially my notes and partially from memory, but I'd appreciate it if folks can go out and make sure I'm correct in some of the things that I've written down. We talked at the end of the meeting last week about things that we generally agreed on that didn't seem to need much more discussion. It seemed pretty straightforward to move forward with. So I noted all those items with little green check marks on the notes, and things that seemed like we really needed some more discussion. I think I made those blue or something to look. But generally, it looks like we have some pretty clear areas to move forward from. So Thorny and I had a short chat yesterday about next steps, and it feels like at this point, if we have the leads for each of these subject areas, kind of put together a page, much like Ben has, where it's kind of the jumping off point for next steps on these different topic areas, that would be good. And I started, so I put a link in from the notes, at least for Ben's, off to the wiki page that he started up. But I thought it would be a good idea to start up wiki pages like that for each of these. So I plan on doing one also for the OSGI and spring discussion. And then from there, that gives us kind of a natural place to start reaching out to other folks in the development community to maybe get them involved in these areas of work. So I'll be doing that for mine. And Ben, I noticed that when you put yours out there that you weren't exactly sure where to put it. And that's partially my fault because I've wanted to set up the wiki area under the FC repo space just for that purpose. But you kind of beat me to the punch. So I'm thinking that we'll try to put these all in a common place where it's pretty obvious, just in a different space. But we can, for the most part, Confluence will update all the linkage for us. But as far as just coming up with the jumping off points, if you reference this page, the links should continue to go to the right place. Let's see. So Thorny and I were also talking about, and some of us started to think a little bit about OR10 and having a similar meeting in a few months when that occurs. So I thought I'd just throw the idea out there and see if anybody's got any opinions yet on whether we should try to do that the day before the conference or after the conference. So I'm looking up what the date range is here.
Yeah, it would be really nice if we want to have a meeting. I'm assuming it probably would only be one day this time because of the conference and other things going on. But if we were to have to, we want to get a day set aside, we should do it sooner rather than later, because a lot of people are putting things together around OR, and we want to make sure that everybody has it in their schedule. So I think it'd be good to decide this pretty quickly.
Yeah. So the dates of the conference are July 6th through 9th. Let's see.
Tuesday to Friday. It's ending on a Friday. So,
yeah. So does anybody have any obligations yet on either side? No, let me see.
I think, small fish in this pond, but I'm not going to be at OR10. I'm actually, I have a long planned vacation that I'm going to be flying back from in that part of July. So.
Okay. Well, we'll miss you, Ben. I don't know. I'm just kind of wondering if maybe Monday makes sense since it is a weekday, so it doesn't eat up people's weekends necessarily.
Yeah, I'm partial to that also just because I think by the end of OR, I'm usually pretty fried.
Yeah.
So.
Well, actually, being able to talk about anything that we come up with in that meeting during OR is a nice thing to be able to do, too. So having it before could be very useful.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Certainly, if we have updates on the general development or any of these specific items that are progressing along, like the storage stuff that Aaron and Asger are working on. So I think that would be good. And plus that way, yeah, we get everybody kind of fresh.
Yeah.
So, okay, well, why don't we just say that tentatively then, that it'll probably be on that Monday.
Okay.
And we can firm things up as we move forward.
And I'll talk to the organizers and see if we can make sure we have a room that's available for us that day. And we'll go ahead and get it on everyone's schedule that way, which would be nice. Okay, well, why don't we confirm it next week? Give everybody some time to think about it. And that still gives us plenty of time. Does that make sense, Chris?
Yeah. Sorry, I'm just writing this up in the chat here. Looks like Simon's trying to connect in, too. Okay. So I mentioned the different focus areas and setting up pages in the wiki. I don't know, Thorny, did you have anything to add about that?
No, one thing, I know we would really like to, Carol's all ready to do publicity about the meeting to let people know what happened. And I was talking to her just before this meeting, and I was saying if we could get these wiki pages in place fairly quickly, we could sort of, it would be a good chance to have her send out through her network of publicity information about the meeting and what we were doing. And then people could actually look at, you know, we could have a focused place to send people so they could look at all the parts of it. That'd be a really nice, I guess we could have them look at the meeting too, the meeting page itself. But
that sounds like an excellent idea. And I wonder if we could even broaden the scope slightly, given that we are planning an upcoming release, to within that communication, solicit feedback from people if they've got other things they'd like to consider in, you know, next release or future releases.
Well, and we can do, I mean, Carol loves, she's great at doing these things, and she's got a whole network of Twitter feeds and RSS feeds and all kinds of stuff that gets information out. So we could even do, if you want, Steve, when we get going, we can do a separate one, but we can do this one and include that in the call. So we'll talk before Carol puts it together something. But do you guys think that you could whip together a page this week sometime, possibly? Everybody who's got one of these areas? And then we could get, you know, decide maybe at next week's discussion, we could have an agenda item to talk about how we want to publicize it. And then Carol can just let it rip.
Yeah, that seems pretty doable, even if it's a skeleton page for the time being.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, just pulling together some of the materials that people had on the meeting page itself is a start. You know, using that page and just linking to it could be a way to start, too.
Yeah.
Well, okay. Well, we'll talk about that next week then.
Yep. So the only thing that I know of that's been going on this week since we've been back is Kai has started to work on the gardening of the FAQ. So we know this has been in quite a state of disrepair for a while. And Kai and I talked a little bit yesterday about this, and Kai has volunteered to bring the FAQs up to speed, especially given some of the discussion that's been going on the mailing list. Some of these questions are clearly frequently asked. So, Kai, can you talk about what you've been doing so far?
Yes. Sorry. So far, I've been taking out all old pages from the community space, and I've created a new page on the, I don't know what's it called, Fedora repository documentation space. And I've grouped these pages, and I've taken the latest discussions out of the mailing list and basically compiled a short page of each question, answer, discussion that I felt were relevant. There's still I've also moved some most of the pages from the community space. Some pages I've deleted because they were clearly outdated and no longer relevant. And some of the moved pages still have to be reworked. But basically, I've put it in a new structure, and I'd like to make a habit out of following up on the mailing list, on the recent mailing list discussions, and whenever I think something needs to be in there, I'll put it, I'll create a new page. And if anyone has comments or questions, or I'd like to add something that they feel is necessary, so please go ahead.
Yeah, thanks. I've looked at it a little so far. It seems to be quite an improvement already over where we were just in the last day of your working on this. So that's great. Also, I think we can probably think about putting a link to this from higher up on the main Fedora Commons website at some point, I think would be nice. But having it in the wiki is nice because we can solicit help from other people to keep it up to date. Also, right now it's in the FCR 3.0 space, which is really the wiki space that we're using for the system documentation. So having it in there, I think makes it clearly prominent in the left navigation, which is nice when people are going to discover documentation after they've downloaded the software and stuff. That's a pretty common place to want to look to start to get a feel for the landscape. So, cool. Thanks, Kai. Also, last week, I think we had a really short discussion on the meeting time, and I wanted to ping the group and see. It would certainly make it easier for some of our European committers to attend if we moved the meeting time 1 hour earlier. I think we originally had it 1 hour earlier several months ago, and there was a request from somebody on the west coast of the U.S. who wanted to attend, but turns out they weren't able to attend anyway. It seems like if it makes it easier for our existing committers, we can shift it back. If anybody have any thoughts on that, we could do it after this meeting.
I'm one of the existing committers who would have it easier if it was shifted back to 10 o'clock. Yeah. But I feel we should do it, but I also feel we should be open in regards to shifting it to 11 o'clock again if we get West Coast committers.
Yeah.
Aaron and I have a commitment with Carl at the 10 o'clock time frame. That doesn't mean that it can't be changed, but we will have to negotiate a new time with him if you shift it.
Okay. And I know that Andrew and Bill had a 10 o'clock meeting that they said could probably be moved as well. But
they have a 9 to 10:30 meeting.
Yeah. So that I think if we don't have if it's not if it's currently conflicting with anything, why don't we keep the same time for next week and just see if it's reasonable to move some of the existing meetings around. I know Andrew and Bill indicated that they could certainly move it if it made it easier for other people. And Dan, if you've got flexibility on that other meeting, it would be good to find out for sure.
I have no idea where we have to go with Carl's schedule. But we'll talk to him.
Okay. Yeah. Okay, so why don't we keep the same time for next week and just kind of keep this on the radar for now. And the last item I had for today was just that we need to actually start talking about scoping for the next release. So I wanted to suggest that we actually have a sort of special topic next week to really dig into the 3.4 scoping discussion. If Steve is going to be available next week. Steve?
Yep.
So I think I heard you say yes, but I'm not sure.
Yes, yes. Is that clearer?
Okay.
Great.
Yeah. I can hear you now.
Cool.
Yeah, so we clearly have some interesting and active areas of development, and we just have to figure out if we do it like a 3.4 within the next few months, what can fit and what we should probably push out further. So, Steve, I think maybe you and I can just email over the course of the week and figure out exactly how to kick that off, but we'll plan on doing that next week.
Sure thing. Yeah.
Okay.
Wait. So have we thought about our a date for the next release? I mean, just somehow try to coincide with OR or?
I don't. I mean, we certainly haven't had a discussion about it at this point. The only thought I had about it was that it shouldn't necessarily be driven by OR.
Right.
Meaning, I think a lot of people naturally try to finish things up right before OR, so you can, give people a nice update and point them to a new release and such. But if that doesn't work for us, it seems like we've got plenty of other success to report. So. OR is July, so we've got about 4 months if we want to pull something together. That's about the extent of my thoughts on it. Did anybody else have any feelings about whether we should shoot for before or after OR?
I feel that we should shoot for a release before OR, but it might be too tight, and it wouldn't be very critical if it's right before or right after OR. But there are some of the... we really have to discuss scoping and in regards to the subjects from the London meeting. But I feel that some of them could possibly be ready relatively soon, and these could make it into a 3.4 release.
Yeah.
Where some of them would entail much greater changes to the entire Fedora and some considerations about how people could actually upgrade their old Fedoras. And these should probably be scoped for further into the future.
Yeah. Well, it seems like one of the things we came to last week in regard to future versions, at least, was that it's likely that the move to OSGI isn't going to happen this year. At least that was my feeling after that discussion, was we've got some clear improvements that we can make as far as using Spring for dependency injection and such. And there's no big push to try to get to do a bigger re-architecting of the modular framework. And in fact, doing the Spring stuff can actually prepare us for that if we want to go down that road a little later. So it feels like at this point that a 3.4 is probably the natural next release rather than a bigger change that requires a lot of upgrades and migration kind of stuff.
I'm quite confident that we will go down through the path of the new modular storage architecture. But yes, this will entail that people will need some way of upgrading their storage or something like that. Spring should probably not be scoped for the next release, but Spring should be added sooner rather than later. And if it could be scoped for the next release, it wouldn't hurt us because it's an enabler for a lot of things in Fedora.
I'll spend a little time sort of thinking that through too, and I could use some help. But I guess my feeling is on the Spring side, it might just be for users, really the upgrade is some kind of utility to move from using FCFG to Spring Bean configuration files.
Yeah, well, so does anyone have experience using Juice? I mean, you know, we've been speaking kind of assuming Spring for dependency injection.
I actually don't. I've only heard of it as sort of a lightweight framework. And I know Aaron Sikowski was using it for Kai, and I think, or Sakai, and I think they had started using it for some of the earlier DSpace 2 work.
This is Ubuntu Juice.
Somebody said something. It sounded like maybe what's Juice?
I said, it's Steve. Are we talking about Ubuntu Juice?
Oh, no, this is Google Juice. I'm pasting the URL.
Okay, yeah, sure.
So the thing that isn't clear to me with Juice yet, I think it's worth digging into a little more, but is if it provides a way to help us solve the configuration problem too with dependency injection. So there's, you know, clearly it's trying to get out of the way and allow you to use annotations to affect your some of your default configurations for pieces. But does anybody know if the Juice has an analog off the top of your head?
I don't, but yeah. At least with on the OSGI side of things, I definitely found it felt a lot cleaner and nicer to just in general be using annotations than XML files. Spring is huge, Spring did make a move, at least I guess what last a couple of years ago to be more annotation to provide more options for using annotations, but I don't have a sense at all of sort of if there's a preferred direction in that regard. But since we don't have any, you know, legacy issues to worry about, and we can sort of pick, you know, sort of best among the field for what we need. I figure it's worth at least a little investigation up front before we, even just to document, I think, why we picked one versus the other, so that sort of we can kind of revisit it as needed.
Yeah, actually, I think that makes sense. to document, because I'm not clear right now. I certainly have more experience with Spring, and I don't think that Spring, the entire framework, is necessary to take advantage of some of the just the Beans capability, but it would be good to be able to document why or why not. I mean, it might just be a matter of either or. We have to pick the one we're more familiar with, since they both look about the same.
Right.
Anyway, we got off on a little tangent there, I guess. well, we have plenty of time if there are any burning issues anybody has. Otherwise, we can have a historically short meeting today.
It would be the shortest meeting I have ever attended in Fedora context. We must be missing something left at the agenda.
Yeah.
What happens after spending 2 days together?
Yeah.
Run
out of, I like, have
gold. It's like when you realize it's been a bad date and you have nothing left to say.
Okay. Well, I'm not hearing any suggestions for other topics for today, so I say we go with breaking a record here.
All right.
All right,
we need to document this record, just in case we want to break it at some other point.
And one thing, I will be in touch with all of you to tell me who you want me to write to. Remember, I mentioned that I want to write to people who control the money for you to thank them for making you available and for getting you to the meeting. So I'm going to be writing to you all so you can tell me that. Just be prepared.
That actually made me think of a funny exercise. I wanted to figure out how many steps in rank I was below the Danish queen. I'm going to send you a schema so you can see the entire hierarchy above me.
Well, if you really want me to write to the queen, I will. But,
but just funny thinking, okay, who is actually my manager?
Well, I'm worried about is thanking the person that pays for you. So that's the point. The person that controls the resources is the one we want to talk to. So
yeah. Okay, I know you want that.
Well, I'll probably send a note to the committers asking everybody to reply with the information in a little while. So that's probably the best way to do it. Then you can just reply to that message and give me the name and the email address if you would, and I'll send a nice little thank you note.
Good. Thank you.
Okay.
Okay. Well, thanks, everybody, and we'll talk this time next week.
Yeah. All right.
All right. Goodbye.
Bye.
Goodbye.
The moderator has disconnected.